Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dynamo coming off a huge 4-0 victory over LAFC. Got a fantastic fourth goal from Franco Escobar. The Dynamo will play LAFC tomorrow right here on this station, ESPN 97.5. Join us for the call of that one. And we've got the goal scorer here right now. He is Franco Escobar. Franco, gracias. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Muchas gracias, Ailen. Nice to meet you. Muy contento por el gol.
Thank you very much for coming on. Well, first of all, just take us through the great goal against LAFC. Of course, it's your former team. Hits the underside of the crossbar. I mean, this had a lot of wow factor to it.
Nada, ya cuando lo vi a Héctor que me vio, ya vi el pase y en mi cabeza siempre estuvo controlar y patear. Sabía que John iba a estar un poquito adelantado y después, bueno, la verdad tuve suerte que bajó justo la pelota y convertí, fue un lindo gol. Lástima fue contra mi ex equipo, que ya de acá le pido disculpas por gritarle un poquito, por festejarlo, pero bueno, ese gol no sé si lo vuelvo a hacer en mi vida, así que nada, muy, muy contento por eso.
Glenn, I made eye contact with Hector and I just knew the ball was coming my way. So when I was when the ball was in the air, I knew that I just had to bring it down and I had every intention of shooting. There was a little bit of luck there that it dipped right as it did and it hit and got to the back of the net, but definitely one of those things that sticks with you, one of those goals that you take with you when you look back at your career. Now, I definitely did enjoy celebrating it, and I kind of want to apologize to LAFC, my former team, in the sense of you don't traditionally celebrate a goal like that, but I may never score a goal like that ever again. So I just really enjoyed it.
He's Franco Escobar, played at Newell's Old Boys in Argentina, won an MLS Cup with Atlanta United, and a big thanks here to Edgar Valise of the Houston Dynamo for doing the translation. So, Franco, I know people will say, well, you know, I'm not really, it's not about me trying to get back at my other team, but there has to be something in professional players that to score a goal like that against your former team, it does feel good and validate something, right?
Sí, 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 fue lindo. Después mis antiguos compañeros cuando terminó el partido charlamos y decían, no puede ser que no hagas este gol justo a nosotros, que hagas el primer gol que haces en Houston, no haces este gol a nosotros, un muy lindo gol. Pero sí, la satisfacción de meter un gol así, también de contribuir al equipo, de poder marcar mi primer gol, y ante un equipo muy importante, creo yo el mejor equipo de la liga, necesitábamos ese triunfo y nada, ahora disfrutar que bueno, eso ya pasó y ahora mañana tenemos un partido muy importante de vuelta contra ellos.
Glenn, overall, I was able to catch up with some of my old teammates and they were asking why I had to wait for this game to score a goal, the first one for the team. Now, overall, I mean, we needed this victory. We definitely needed the 3 points. So in the big picture, you know, it contributed to a result that we needed. And now we gear up and prepare for the next one, which is against the same team here tomorrow.
He's Dynamo defender Franco Escobar. You saw him score that spectacular goal, and you might have heard it even here on ESPN 97.5. Franco, everybody respects me personally, the fight, the spirit of the Argentine in football and the passion. Tell me where that all comes from, because we see it in your play. It's something that is very attractive and it's something that MLS certainly loves.
Bueno, en Argentina el fútbol es todo. Es de chico, es quizás lo que es un poco acá el básquet. Que los chicos lo juegan en la calle, lo juegan en todos lados. En Argentina es lo mismo. En Argentina, desde chiquito ya salís a la calle, a la puerta de tu casa a jugar al fútbol con tus amigos y ya eso es la naturaleza del argentino, el fútbol. Es lo que más pasión tiene el país, lo que más le apasiona a todo el país. Y bueno, yo amo este deporte y nada, yo siempre jugué de la misma manera, me entrego al máximo en cada partido, cada equipo con el que me toca defender, es mi esencia, Y nada, creo que ese es el espíritu del argentino y de lo que vive uno, lo que siente uno por este deporte.
Glenn, here in the U.S., I think it's pretty common to see, you know, just kids playing outside, playing basketball out on the street. Pretty common, and maybe that's how they develop that relationship with that sport. But back home in Argentina, it's the same thing, but with soccer. It's something that's ingrained from a young age, something that you just grow up with. And I think that that passion is felt throughout the entire country. You know, it's definitely something that I feel, something that you saw on display when I'm on the field. And it's part of who I am. It's part of why I play the game the way I play and why you might be able to see that passion game in and game out when I'm on the field.
He's Franco Escobar. Franco, do you get a lot of people calling you, other players from there, asking you about MLS or saying, hey, I want to come to MLS, help me get to MLS?
Sí. Muchísimo ex compañeros míos siempre me mandan un mensajito. Fíjate si puedo ir, tiró un mensajito a ver si necesitan tal de tal posición. Y sí, la verdad, los amigos que tengo en Argentina o que quizás no están jugando en Argentina, están jugando en otro lado, les gustaría venir para acá porque la verdad es una liga muy, muy atractiva y en la que cada vez más y más y más jugadores quieren participar.
Definitely, Glenn, I definitely get a lot of messages from old teammates, just friends that are inquiring about the league, that are interested, have seen the growth of this league. And as somebody who's been in here for a few years now, I see why. I mean, this league is definitely on the come up. This is a destination league in that it gives you, you know, a different quality of life that you might not be able to find elsewhere. And, you know, it's hard to put a price on that.
Franco, how important is the lifestyle piece of it when choosing Major League Soccer and coming to this league from Argentina?
No, eso es muy importante. Yo, si bien no tengo familia, pero creo que a compañeros que tienen familia, hijos, eso también es un factor muy importante al tomar una decisión. Pero obviamente la calidad de vida acá en Estados Unidos es de lo mejor que puedes encontrar en el mundo. Si bien uno extraña sus seres queridos, sus afectos que están lejos, pero si mirás un poquito más allá, vivir acá y tener esa calidad de vida, centrarte solamente en jugar al fútbol, en disfrutar de esto, es lo mejor.
Definitely very important, Glenn, in the sense of everyone has a different view on it. I mean, for me, it's a little different where I don't have, you know, family, kids, but my teammates say do. That plays a big role in their decision to come over to the U.S. and, you know, how they navigate their arrival here now. The quality of life here is just unmatched. I think when you compare it to other countries around the world, so that definitely plays a big role. It is challenging because, I mean, you're separated from your family, your loved ones who are back home, but you do this for a few years so that they could also enjoy it and they could join you as well.
How important was Newell's Old Boys? I mean, we know in this country what a great developer of young talent and young players that Newell's Old Boys is. How important was it being a part of that club from the perspective of being a young soccer player?
Todo, porque yo arranqué desde los 12 años hasta ir a Atlanta, que Atlanta me llevó el Tata Martino, que es un ex Newell's Old Boy también. Y nada, para mí Newell es todo, me dio todo, me dio la posibilidad de cumplir mi sueño de ser jugador de fútbol, me ayudó a crecer como ser humano, como futbolista, aprendí muchísimo, me fui muy chico, la verdad, cuando volví en el 2021 no me fue de la mejor manera, tuve dos lesiones que no me permitieron jugar mucho, pero desde tengo muchísimos amigos, todos los partidos los sigo desde que estuve lejos y es de lo más importante que me pasó como profesional pasar por Newell's. Conocí muchísimas personas, hice muchísimas amistades y en mi vida profesional voy a estar eternamente agradecido a cómo me formó y a lo que me dio.
Glenn, this club gave me everything. It gave me my start. I was there since I was 12. That's where the first interaction I had with Tata, who eventually, you know, connected in Atlanta. So it was definitely a space where I was able to grow as a human. I did have to leave or had to leave at a young age. So it prepared me for that. Faced a variety of challenges kind of through the transition, but faced some of those similar challenges when I was adapting to kind of how everything was navigated over there. And it just helped me grow into the professional that I am. I was able to go back there in 2021, faced a few challenges just due to injury. Didn't get to play as much as I would have wanted to, but overall, a lot of great memories from my time there, both as a kid, later on as a professional. And it's a team that I keep following, a team that I watch regularly, and somewhere where I have a lot of close friends and made a lot of meaningful relationships.
Rocco Escobar, Dynamo defender, joining us, hit that spectacular fourth goal against LAFC in the home win. Rocco, if I take you into Tata Martino, what makes him so special as a manager for you?
Creo que es la sencillez con la que te plantea los partidos. A mí siempre me sorprendió que antes de cada partido nos decía exactamente lo que iba a pasar, lo que iba a hacer el rival, y pasaba. Lo teníamos que atacar por ahí, y cuando lo atacábamos por ahí le hacíamos daño, nos van a hacer daño por este lado, y si no defendíamos esa jugada nos hacían daño por ese lado. Eso era impresionante. Y después, otra cosa que tenía el Tata y todo su cuerpo técnico era el tacto que tenía con el futbolista, que sabía cuando necesitábamos algo, cuando necesitábamos acelerar, cuando necesitábamos descansar. Era algo impresionante, y fue el mejor entrenador que tuve en mi carrera.
I think I'll start with just noting how simple he can make everything for the players. He can take a very complex topic and just make it very relatable, understandable, just digestible for the entire team. I think his ability to read the game is incredible. Both him and his staff have a way of being able to anticipate and kind of see the game before it even kicks off at times. It's just incredible, the attention to detail and how they can anticipate what to expect from a rival. I think overall, when I look at everyone I've worked with, I can definitely say that he's probably the best manager I've ever played for.
In this era with data and all these other things that are used in football, is it important for the manager to be very clear and concise in instruction and keeping it simplified, maybe?
No, yo soy más de la vieja escuela, más de lo simple, pero creo que los entrenadores tienen que, la tecnología los ayuda muchísimo también por el tema de las lesiones, de saber cómo manejar los ritmos. Pero creo que los entrenadores que adaptan un poco los dos, la vieja escuela, lo que sienten ellos también, y no dejarse llevar tanto por los números, por si uno corrió tanto, si corrió menos, creo que eso es lo que hacen los buenos entrenadores, y también a lo que el futbolista está acostumbrado y le gusta, un poco más lo simple, si bien la tecnología es importante y cada vez avanza más, pero creo que en el fútbol, como se dice, ya está todo inventado, y solamente queda hacer las cosas bien en los entrenamientos, preparar bien los partidos, y después, nada, que el entrenador haga a veces las cosas simples.
Glenn, I'm definitely more old school. I think I appreciate maybe what you see through the eye, right? What you see on the training field, the effort, everything that kind of goes into that. Now, not to say that technology doesn't play a role. I mean, you need that. You see the advances in medicine and other aspects and how it tracks other parts of the game. But for me, I mean, I like to keep it simple, and I relate to individuals who can navigate that with me. So there's an old saying that, you know, soccer is already invented. You just have to go about it the right way. So that's my approach. I just want to go about it the right way, make sure that I'm in a good spot to perform. And I feel like I've been able to do that here recently.
How difficult is it to play on the right side, switch to the left side, maybe center back, you know, being that versatile? It's got to be challenging sometimes, especially in the outside back position.
No, mi posición natural es marcador central, y después, bueno, fui pasando a lateral por derecha. Y bueno, este año me tocó jugar varios partidos de lateral por izquierda que me fui sintiendo cómodo, y bueno, también me sirve para adaptar una nueva posición. Para mí, me sirve para cuando el entrenador me necesite en esa posición estar preparado, pero nada, me gusta jugar, poder tener variante de posición para ayudar al equipo, para cuando me necesiten en cualquier posición poder estar, poder ser una opción de entrenador, y es muy importante para mí, para mí como jugador, tener esa variabilidad de posiciones y también ser importante para el entrenador si me necesita.
Naturally, Glenn, I'm a center back. I've played most of my career here just as an outside back and on different sides of the field, and definitely helps me learn and kind of adapt to different, I guess, requirements, kind of roles that come with those roles, just because as a center back compared to outside back, you're not pushing up as high typically. And I have some of that freedom here when I can go higher. I think, you know, it makes me an asset. Definitely one of those things where the coach knows they can count on me to play any of those four roles as needed, and we've definitely seen that this year.
Franco, I wanted to ask you about the difference, and I know you've probably gotten this question before, the difference between the road right now, which is a problem for the Dynamo, and then at home, which is not a problem for the Dynamo.
Sí, sí, nosotros también sabemos que es nuestra cuenta pendiente de sacar puntos de visitante, ganar de visitante, es lo que necesitamos. Creo que de locales somos un equipo muy fuerte, que el único partido que perdimos fue un partido que nos quedamos con 9 jugadores y lo perdimos sobre el final. Si bien algunos partidos de visitante quizá podríamos habernos llevado algún otro punto, sabemos que es nuestro punto flaco de nuestro equipo, no traernos 3 puntos a Houston, que creo que va a ser importante, porque una vez que podamos empezar a sacar puntos de visitante, el equipo está teniendo un rendimiento bueno como para no sufrir para entrar a los playoffs. Y nada, necesitamos sí o sí empezar a ganar de visitante. Y nada, creo que pasa un poco por la cabeza nuestra de creérnosla más, de hacer lo que hacemos de local, de tratar de ser protagonista, tratar de salir a atacar, de creernos que somos, que tenemos un buen equipo como para salir y plantarnos en cualquier cancha. Y es cuestión de cambiar la cabeza. Ya cambió con Chicago, que ganamos un gran partido, le ganamos a Los Ángeles, que como te dije, para mí son el mejor equipo, y bueno, ahora tenemos de vuelta un partido muy importante de visitante, donde una victoria sería importantísimo ya para la confianza del equipo, pero sabemos que tenemos que mejorar como visitante.
But we definitely know that that's an aspect we need to work on. We know we have to win on the road. We've left points on the table compared to, you know, our performances at home. Just two different sides to the coin there. But we owe it to the fans. We owe it to ourselves. I think once we can do that, once we can earn a victory on the road, it'll help in terms of just building confidence, building a cushion so that we can kind of keep inching towards the top spots on the table and kind of get closer to securing a berth to the postseason. I think we saw some success recently in Chicago, and you know, our approach there was very similar to how we've done it elsewhere, in the sense of we go out, we want to be protagonists, we want to play with the ball, we want to go forward, and I think that'll be key for how we approach this upcoming game, because it's another important one and another opportunity to kind of pay that debt that we owe both to ourselves and to the fans.
Houston Dynamo defender Franco Escobar played at Newell's Old Boys in Argentina. Dynamo against LAFC tomorrow night. You can hear it right here on ESPN 97.5. Franco, you know I wasn't going to let you go without asking you about the next question. And the next question is, what does it mean to you as an Argentine, a guy you know so well, Lionel Messi, coming to Major League Soccer to play now?
No, yo feliz de la vida de poder competir en la misma liga que él. Como argentino lo amamos, es el máximo ídolo de, creo que, casi todos los argentinos. Y bueno, creo que le va a venir muy bien a la liga. Esperemos que sea lo que el saltito que quizás le faltaba a la liga para terminar de asentarse como una de las mejores ligas, y una liga que está creciendo muchísimo. Y bueno, ojalá tener la oportunidad de cruzarlo, pero bueno, sabemos que es difícil. Ojalá sea en una final, pero como personalmente muy, muy contento de que él pueda venir a esta liga y la pueda disfrutar también.
Over the moon, Glenn, to be able to just have him in the league, to have that opportunity to potentially play against him here in MLS. As an Argentine, I mean, we all love him for what he's been able to do for the country, for what he means, for what he represents, for being, you know, one of our own. So excited that he's coming to the league. Personally, you know, looking forward to the possibility that we could cross paths at some point. I think he's coming to a league that's grown quite a bit, even since I've been here. So anticipate that with his arrival and just his time here, we'll just continue to see the league take off.
Franco Escobar joining us, and we're going to wrap it up here. Franco, this is a big, important question. Maybe not as big as the Messi question, but it's important. Have you found a good Argentine steakhouse in Houston?
Sí, obvio. Patagonia.
Ah, my friend Sebastian Abraham. Patagonia. Yes.
Muy bueno.
Very muy good. Bueno. Franco, thank you very much for coming on tonight. We appreciate it. And I really appreciate the great interview, and thank you very much.
Glenn, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Cheers. And your English, muy bueno.
No,
mejor de mi español. Mejor de mi español.
No, muy bien, muy bien tu español. I need to learn more English.
You will. Thank you, Franco.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.